it was below standard, wasn't it? I think if you look at it from the outside, then it's not what we're all about. From the start of the game, or before the game, I thought that we had a game plan where we could cause them problems and hopefully try and upset them, but for whatever reason we never really got started in the game, and they took their chances. And on the flip side of the coin, we still created a few chances, but we never took them. And conceding 3 goals, obviously we're never going to win games conceding that many goals.
They're top of the league, the top of the league for a reason. Yeah. But what are the things you can improve from that performance?
I think just the general work rate. I think if you look at them, how hard they all work for each other, and the amount of second balls and tackles and that they won. I think if you look at them, that without being disrespectful, I don't mean this disrespectful in any way, but they're not a team that gets it out and pass and open teams up. They're just solid. They all know their jobs. They're hard working, and it's got them to the top of the league.
Brought a new player in this week on loan, Joe Cullen. I believe he's trained with you as well. Yeah. What have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, he was in this morning for the first time I've seen him and met him, and I thought he looked like he settled in great. Neat and tidy on the ball, didn't shy away from anything this morning in training, got stuck in, which is exactly what you want. I'm sure you'll want to come here. He's going to come and play games, and hopefully that's good for us. If you can put a run of performances in, it means he's doing well, so everyone will be happy.
You've had a couple of young lads come in on loan this season, Reece Burke and Lee Evans, to name a couple, and they seem to have thrived in the atmosphere. What do you think it is about the place that's getting the best out of these youngsters?
Yeah, I just think they know that they can come in and that they've got an opportunity to play first team football. I think it's realistic that there's no reason why they can't come here and play every game that they can be involved in. I think, obviously, Evo's shown that, and Reece has as well. And Reece's profile has gone through the roof since he's come in, which is great. And I'm sure Josh will be looking at that, saying, well, if they can go there and do well, there's no reason why I can't. So it, I think, helps that the lads make them feel welcome as well. They'll settle in off the pitch, which is massive. Obviously, that for them, any young lad coming away from home, it's probably, it might be the first time he's done it, so it's important that everyone makes them feel welcome and helps them settle as quick as possible.
We look ahead to Peterborough this weekend. Last season it was you guys making Premier League teams look ordinary. They did it against West Brom this week. Did you get a chance to see the game?
I saw the game, and as you said, I thought they could have won the game as well. They were unlucky to go out on penalties, but everyone knows it's a bit of a lottery when it comes to penalties, but I thought they'd give a great account for themselves, and they've shown the performance levels that they can get to, and it's something that we need to be wary of on Saturday.
On one hand, they're coming off the back of a really good performance against a Premier League team with lots of money being spent on it. On the other hand, they've played, you know, extra time and penalties, and had the disappointment of being knocked out of the cup.
Yeah.
How do you see it affecting them?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think most people looking from the outside will probably think, oh, they'll be fatigued and this, that and the other, but at the same time, we've been in that situation, and for me, I think that they can have nothing but confidence to come out of the game. As I said, to take them to extra time and probably could have won it, it'll give them all a lift, and they'll be doing the right things from now until the game, probably recovering well. Everyone knows the whole sports science side of it now in football, so I don't think that they'll be too fatigued. They'll all be fit lads, so it's important that we don't go into the game thinking like that, otherwise we'll be in for a fast start.
You're just behind them in the league. They're 8th, you're 12th, but not too many points away from the top 6. How important is it to get a victory in this game and keep in touch with the top 6?
Yeah, it's massive. As you said, it's coming towards the business end of the season now, and teams in and around us, everyone's scrapping for points, regardless of how they come. It'll start coming to a point now where they're probably 6-point games where you think if you can take points off teams in and around you, games are running out, or they're coming round as well, thick and fast, before you know it you're into March, and people start looking who's really going to be in contenders for finishing in the top 2 in the playoffs. So we want to be in that mix, and we can only do that by beating teams, as you said, like Peterborough.